Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm here with Manos and we are talking all things marketing today. So have you got a marketing plan for your office for the whole year? Have you got it all worked out? If you haven't, we're here for you today to put some perspective around it.
Yeah, we actually had a request. We actually had an inbound call, and that's what prompted today's discussion. Is, you know, people have gone away. They've talked about having a business planning day with their corporate teams and with their administration team and the whole team. And someone said to me, "Guys, we've done the marketing plan for an individual sales agent. But what's a relevant marketing plan for an office?"
Yep.
And the two aren't that dissimilar, but you need to really be aware. And the first thing that we always start with is actually having a marketing plan set out for the whole year. And ours, and I know some people are listening on the podcast, we encourage you, we can send you this document. But we've been working off this sort of document, and it's from an Excel spreadsheet. We love the simplicity of, we can't get away with Excel spreadsheets because they're so...
that's because you love them.
Well, I love them. Easy to, and it's easy.
It suits you.
And it suits us.
Yeah.
Easy to modify from year to year. And we created this, you know, well over 10 years ago. And if we actually go back 10 years ago, you can see how ours looks now, and we've got column after column after column and activity after activity. When we first started, it was only probably two or three activities, but as times have evolved,
we've added to it.
We've added to it, and we've worked out what actually works, what's significant. Now, from an office perspective, and we'll go through some of these, certainly can't go through everything in this 10-15 minute program. What sort of things that you need to have set out in your marketing plan? And I think, you know, we're best off just going through the columns and through the categories. Yeah. And we've categorized them into four separate sections. The set and forget, they're the things that you put in place from the beginning of the year, and you set and forget them, make sure that you allocate it to obviously specific people to set and forget. As they happen, so when listings come on, Magic 25s, prospecting around boards,
Just Souls. That's the second category.
That's the second category, as they happen.
Yeah.
The third category is digital. Mm. Everyone's got to have a digital footprint from an individual agent, but what is the office's digital footprint like? And the last one is your VIP significant events. And as they happen as well, and making sure that you've got them in your marketing calendar, because everything we do in an office is prospecting. Everything that we do, whatever activities, whether it's a sponsorship, whether it's attending a VIP event, or whether holding a VIP event, is to build and nurture relationships for ongoing
when
business
and
future sales,
business. You're constantly, you know, in the mindset of prospecting anyway. It doesn't matter where you are. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go through a couple of these. So let's start with...
I think
with,
we should go through every category. Do you want to do the first one? Yeah, okay. I think so.
What's so the set and forget. What's a set and forget? So one of our set and forgets is the service area sold activity drops weekly, fortnightly, monthly. And you need to make a decision as an office. As an agent first starting and penetrating a marketplace, you need to be doing this on a weekly basis. As an established office, we recommend at least once a month. No longer. As long as you're established. If you're a totally brand new office, again, we talk about having a small, very small concentrated service area and dropping that on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think it depends on the budget of the office and the size of the office as well. So, for example, if you had an office that's got an area of 50,000 homes, like our Narrow Warren one, it's a very expensive exercise to drop it every week. But another strategy would be to have a full page ad in the paper, for example. Yep. You know, that covers your whole territory and it's done and it's automated and it can be...
And people discount the newspaper these days.
Yeah, we still use it.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's a great letterbox drop because, and even though we do get quite a few people to say, well, it doesn't go to the whole area. Okay, even if it goes to half of it, half your area, at least you know it gets done, you know, and you don't have to worry about it.
But let's talk about statistics.
Mm.
If you think about it, in any particular suburb, there's normally between a 4 to 6% turnover rate. So if you have a home, an area of 10,000, a service area of 10,000, there's 600 sellers. Logic would say that if someone is thinking about selling or has an interest in real estate, they will be looking at the local newspaper.
It talks to the current.
It talks to the relevant.
To the current people, to the people that to actually the now vendors. Thinking of listing or selling it. To the now vendors.
So do you have a print media strategy?
Strategy.
So we do. We put in a weekly advertisement, full page in our local marketplace.
Yeah.
And we do mix it up. And we also theme it. We're talking about theming your drops and making sure there's a consistent message throughout all your print media and your marketing.
So you can leverage it better. So when people look at the advertisement in one thing and then in another, for example, newspaper and the letterbox drop or a letter that you might send, if it's themed, then it's more likely to stick in their head and you know think of your brand and reinforce your brand, yeah.
So our theme for this year is want your home sold in less than 30 days and for the best possible price. That will be our theme for the rest of this year. Our marketplace is extremely...
For the next few months, if the market stays the same. Yeah,
definitely. Well, we anticipate the market will stay the same.
Yeah.
And then combined with that, we have, so for our individual agents, we follow the same theme. So we have the agent's details at the back and, of course, want your home sold for less than 30 days. And obviously, we give some examples of properties that have actually sold in less than 30 days.
And I think that's the most important thing, obviously, sold stories. I don't know if we've talked about those before in any of the shows, but we are very big on sold stories because facts actually, you know,
stories sell.
They tell. Facts tell. And if you create a story around that fact that you've sold it, how much you sold it for, and then you attach the story to it, people get connected with that.
Yeah.
I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, the days of us promoting that we're the number one agency in the area and we've sold more homes than anyone, is that really what a seller really wants? They want to know that the most important thing to them is do you sell every home for more, not the number of homes that you sell in any particular marketplace. Okay, so then... So
that's a set and forget. Yeah.
The other set and forget is your posted mail price drive letters or buyer letters or so some people can't do the mass letterbox drops or they don't feel it's penetrated or they just can't get the right droppers and so forth. So you need to do a direct mail out. So the best way of invest a little bit more, do less, but send out 500 letters to your core or even 1,000 letters per week. Probably 500 is where it's at. So every 2 months, month you're covering about 2,000
letters.
You might
get a bit too much inquiry if you said 1,000.
Yeah, I know. But you need to have a budget. So just some direct mail and you'll be very, very surprised. We did that recently. We did that our direct mail out in December, followed through into early January. And the main of inbound calls that we had from the direct mail, and we actually went into A4 size. So we didn't go to just your normal DL size envelope. We went to A4, put in the paraphernalia, a property report. We actually put in the agent's
profile
in there, talk about some sold stories, just some really simple stuff. And it's absolutely worked a treat for us. So it was something we've done differently, going to an A4 size, being a point of difference.
That was really good. And then you can back that up with some telemarketing. So Menos always talks in his training about leveraging your activities. You know, if you're going to drop an area of 500 homes and then send the letter out, make sure you telemarket that same area. Because we see agents thinking, well, I've got 1,500 homes, I'm going to telemarket these 500 and then I'm going to letterbox drop this and then I'm going to send letters over there. It actually, you dilute your efforts and your money is going to waste. So focus on one area and just do one activity after the other in that same area.
You're going to get that leverage effect.
Better results, yeah.
That's excellent.
So that's a set and forget.
And we've done telemarketing ever since we've been in real estate.
Yeah.
So we were
If you're not going to do it yourself, you might as well outsource
it. 2 to 3 hours per week. It covers your area every couple of at least 2 to 3 times per year. Your whole area is
and
covered.
I was going to say, Menos, I think where people go wrong is they just ring up a telemarketing company and just go, there's my patch, ring them. You know, they don't actually put effort behind that activity because they go, well, they know what they're doing. They're the telemarketers. No, it's not like that. You've got to tell them what to say. So, for example, if they're going to ring around a Magic 25, around just a sold property that This is the next one. So that's the activities as they happen. So say you've sold the property or you just listed a property and you do your letterbox drops, we call them magic 25s around that property, or 50 or 100. If you're going to get your telemarketer to call after that drop, tell them what to say. If it's just listed, tell them to invite them to the open. You know, if it's sold, give the telemarketer just enough information to make the call worthwhile and to get you in the door, you know. So it depends on what effort you put behind it.
Always has
the results that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the magic 25 is one of
that's right.
Of
and we're only in January, and each month and each quarter is a little bit different. So then you go into the set and forget high impact database newsletters in the new year. So each office has some core data, past sales. You need to be sending out some direct mail paraphernalia. And again, we put out a property preview report. We send it out to our core data.
That's your quarterly ones.
Well, that's our high impact database newsletter that we put out.
Yeah.
So then as they happen, the magic 25s.
We'll talk about that.
That's pretty simple. Just listed, just sold, home open invite, new neighbours, all those, the seven series as they happen. And we might think that is an agent's activity, but what we've found with our office is we're actually doing
that. We offer it as a
service to our team.
And a lot of them do it themselves.
Absolutely.
But if they know that they're not going to, you know, then they delegate it. So what we've done is we've created just another tick box on our checklist, because as soon as our agents list the property, they feel, you know, with the authority, they give a checklist to the administration team, and that's how we do what we do for them. You know, upload the property on the internet, everything else that we do, which is the marketing part of the property. Now we've just got an extra couple of lines. Would you like us to do the magic 25 for you, and would you like us to telemarket around that board as well? So we've taken that in-house and we've taken control of it, and we've just started. So it's going to be interesting to see the results.
Yeah, and we have done it off and on in the past as well, but I think as time changes, you know, things evolve. And I think Mark Dwyer would like this plug. The value proposition of an office offering their services to an agent, because at the end of the day, our agents are our customers, they're our first line customers, is what's your value proposition? And if you can provide them with leads coming into the obviously for their success, obviously it's going to follow through to our success as well.
Well, it's also taking away those activities that, you know, they feel that they're not dollar productive.
Exactly.
You know, the agents want to be in front of people. You know, if they're your typical salesperson, they want to be out there talking to people, doing the deals, selling the next house, listing the next house. And they know that this is important, the marketing part, but they always find a way to not do it. And, you know, so it's if you take it away, then, you know, you help your business and you help them as well.
It does.
And it's not everyone's like that. I have to admit, we've got some amazing agents that, you know,
they're
they
all
do it
amazing
all.
In their own
they're
way.
They're all amazing,
but
yeah.
But I think you just got to look at their strengths and weaknesses. If you've got a really good agent but is really lacking in one certain aspect, which we all know needs to be done, help them do it.
Yeah.
Don't penalize them. Don't feel bad about it. Just identify, as long as they've got good DNA and they're great for the team and the culture, great client services. Identify the weakness and help them as best as you possibly can.
Yep.
Okay, monthly anniversary calls and cards. This is a really big one for offices. There is turnover in sales teams and sales agents within offices. And if you're an established business, it's absolute gold to be doing your anniversary cards to past transactions that you've done. So instead of that data becoming orphan data, it's just a no-brainer.
It's there. It's amazing because we were just visiting one of our franchise offices yesterday, or one of our member offices, and we're having a bit of a chat with our directors there. And, you know, one of the girls was doing the anniversary cards. One of the agents has moved on and, you know, the director said, well, they're not with us anymore, so, you know, don't worry about that one. I'm like, no, that's the one that you, like,
you want
do
to.
All of them.
Mm.
If you've got, like Manuel said, if you've got data that it's orphan because, you know, no one is looking after
it. An agent's left your business, left the industry.
Make it yours. You know, it's your business. The card can come from, you know, EV Group, Frankston.
Well, if you don't, the competition will.
Someone else is going to do it.
So it's really, really important. So this is as they happen. We're in the category of as they happen. And then there's just a note to say cards. So just a note to say cards is as they happen. So it could be you've secured a great listing and it's a sensational.
Your thank you cards. It's your thank you cards. Rick Rushton is the best at that. Gold. I've tried so much to be as good as him, but he is the one master. Of the best. He's the master. Every time we meet with him, I'm sure people are watching this, that, you know, every single one of you, if you've met Rick, you would have gotten a thank you card from
definitely.
Him.
So and he highly does, recommend he does his Power really of well. Connection. We've got to get him back on and speak about talk, Power of Connection.
For sure.
Okay. Sold to settlement client gifts. It's a no-brainer. You think now, as an office, we our structure is that our sales team provide the settlement gifts to their clients, but we've got to make sure that they are getting them and that they're a quality gift.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
and you've got to be on put some thought, some real thought behind it.
I mean, it's we've got to lift our game. You know, the commissions that we're receiving, and also a lot of people don't do the vendor gifts. The vendor is the one that's paying you. A lot of people do the buyer gift with a key. When the property settles, but the vendors, you've just had this amazing relationship. You've done a great job. Make sure you leave on a high, which means high. You know, finish it off with a really good quality gift. Yep. Yeah.
The next category is digital, and there's been a lot of talk about digital, and digital means represents your digital footprint.
Yeah.
Your portal profiles, that's number one. Mm. What's your portal profile like? Your Rate My Agent. Whether we like it or not, people are going to Rate My Agent. If you get they're taking the data, you might as well make sure you have a great
profile. Unless you do your profile. Own Google reviews and you make sure you put a lot of effort behind it to ask for it. And so when people, you know, search for an agent in that area, your name comes up.
Realestate.com. Realestate.com allows individual profiles. And if for all business owners out there, I encourage you to go in the back of realestate.com and find an agent. And the first default is individual sales agents. That's the default. Not your office, but the actual individual agent. And that's saying something in today's
and
day
and
age.
And video is the best profile for all of those
without
now.
Without a doubt.
I mean, we haven't done our video. Our profiles are still, you know, just words. But I think video is where it's at. And that's one thing that we're going to be implementing. Yeah.
And so we're talking about and your own obviously personal website. It's funny how sometimes we go into offices' websites and realize they've got their agent's profile there, but they've got no profile of their agent there. So it's really, really important to make sure that your own personal website is totally up to date. Again, the digital is a weekly email to the database. It could be fortnightly, it could be monthly. You need to make a decision that you're not over spamming your client. So that's a digital footprint. Your monthly blogs, there's been so much talk about content marketing. It took us some time to get our rhythm in that. We started working on this well over 12 months ago, and we've finally got our rhythm, and we're getting some great results and great traction. We've engaged the right people to do our weekly blogs, both from a corporate level, you know, attracting people to the EV group, and obviously from a vendor and landlord level. Okay.
And you got to get someone to help you with those, because if you think you're going to do it yourself, it's just the weekly part of it is hard.
That's where we've sort of failed
at the beginning, so it was on and off. Just getting the right people around anything, it's the most important thing, isn't it, that you want to do in your business?
It is.
So when we talk digital, we also talk about social media as well. Is that where
that
sits?
Social media, Facebook targeting, sold story. And again, I encourage everyone. We've really attacking this over the last couple of months with the rebrand of our Frankston office to Discover Residential. It was very strategic for us to be able to start afresh and look at our digital Facebook and platform. And the results are extremely encouraging. I mean, we fluked one digital with one property going out there, and we had over 700,000 views on one property in Hastings, and that's been sensational. But we're getting 10,000 views, 30,000 on our last property. So we've been very selective with the type of properties that we put up there and promoting. But again, we're putting up tips, we're putting up our blog articles, and we're also requesting appraisals. And we're getting, within the group, our new appraisal search system is getting in at least a dozen to two dozen appraisal requests on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's been
so
awesome.
So it's been phenomenal since we've implemented that. So that's a digital footprint. REA banners. So a lot of, in certain areas, REA banners are well worthwhile investment. I know a couple of our offices have invested, have been able to secure those. And it has been quite strategic, especially improving their footprint. Google My Business. A lot of people, most people have got Google My Business, but they're not treating it like correctly. They're not using Google My Business in the right way. And again, we've really looked into that space. We've been really lacking right up until last year. We've been very lacking in that space.
It's understanding it as a business owner. And that's, I think that's what I found really challenging. It's actually spending the time to understand how it works and what you need to do, because you don't need to do that much. It's exactly the same as everything else that we talked about, you know, in all the other marketing that we do. It's just picking a couple of things that you know they're going to work for you and your business, and you understand them, and then you do them consistently. That's the part of it that people don't. Yeah, that's what it needs to happen. If you're consistent with it, then people are going to know where to find you. They're going to keep, you know, seeing your brand, seeing you out there, and you know, that's when it works.
Yeah, exactly.
And it takes time.
It does.
You can't just do like, you know.
We talk about time, but really for us, if I look back, because we've been to all the seminars, we all know that we have to do it, but actually doing it was finding the right people. Until you found the right people, it didn't really happen.
It still takes time. Takes time. Like,
without a doubt.
Can't, you know, do it for, you know, 1 month and expect amazing results. Like we were talking to one of our other agents this morning. It's like, yeah, I'm back into it, and you know, it's been a week and I've dropped this many drops and nothing has happened yet. And I'm like, really? I think you got to do a little bit more than that. So it's just going back to being consistent and just doing the same activities.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then the last category is VIP and significant events. So what significant events have you got? And this category is more on a quarterly basis. So for example, you know, January, February, March quarters, all the events that we talked about prior are consistent on the monthly basis. But for example, have you got an Australia Day event? I know we personally don't do a promotion on Australia Day. We have the high impact price drive letters. All that go out. So we made a decision we're not going to do. Some people put the flags in the letterboxes and they do a promotion. It all depends on each individual office and what they want to do.
Yeah, and I think if you just pick one event throughout the year, like we're going to do the Easter Hunt this year, and that's going to be our event every year. We want to be known in our territory here in Frankston for that event. Jared Carman does just the
Family Fun Day.
It's the first Sunday in December. Sunday in December, the Family Fun Day, and they give away a car in more. Yeah, hundreds of people go to that. And I think this year was his third year.
Third year, over 5,000 people attend.
And it gets bigger and bigger. And that's the amplifying of, you know, sticking to the same thing and getting known in your patch for that one event. So don't think you're going to do 100 events a year. Just pick one that resonates with you and your demographic and just do that and be really excellent at it. Mm. Yeah. Give back to the community that way. Actually, another thing we do is our cinema VIP nights as well.
Yeah, so that's been totally an annual event, but we're looking at doing a quarterly event on that this year.
Okay.
Are we?
Who's going to organise that?
Events manager. Okay. So, so we're looking at doing a quarterly cinema night for our landlords, tenants, sold and
vendors,
sellers and purchasers. So that's what we've got strategised for this quarter.
It's information overload. We've gone for quite some time, and this is only the first quarter. So if you guys would like to get a copy of this, just message us. Put your comments below also, because we would love to hear your feedback. If you're still listening, if you're still with us, put your comments down below. And if you want to hear about something specific, a specific topic, we would love some ideas.
And let us know about it.
Let us know.
That's how this came about. So, we had one of our listeners request, can we talk about the marketing for an office?
Yeah. And we're happy to send you these. Just email us make a comment and we'll send it to you.
See some of this paraphernalia and all our souls and stuff
you
like that.
You get excited. So I do. Excited about marketing. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.